be to God.
那今天我们要继续讲创世纪难解的经文。
And today we want to continue on the difficult passages in the book of Genesis.
你们还记得不记得上一次最后讲到哪里啊？
Can you still remember where we stopped the last time?
记得不记得？又忘记了。
Forgot again?
什么都忘记了，连上个礼拜讲什么也忘记了。记得不记得
Do we remember?
从前最后一次讲到哪里
The last time we preached
你说你讲到旧约当然讲到旧约了
Old Testament
因为从第一次都是旧约
From the first time we have
讲到哪里谁记得请举手
Those who remember pull up your hand
好、啊、请站起来讲问长老考你一下、啊、巴别塔记得吗
The Tower of Babel、
啊、巴别塔不是巴尺塔是别塔、啊、好我们最后一次讲巴别塔我们的结论是什么呢
Our conclusion was
是神顾念人的软弱
That God remembered our weakness
神清楚知道人的无知
He knew of our ignorance
所以神不是妒忌人
It was not that he was jealous of us
神不是拦阻人
Nor was he giving us obstacles
神不是故意阻挡人的雄心大志
It was not that God do not want us to have great ambitions
因为知道用物质的材料做成一点通天的塔是绝对不可能的事情
The Lord knew that it would be absolutely impossible to build a building all the way to heaven
所以神拦阻他
And so God stopped them
不但如此因为他们要在地上称扬自己的名
Not only that they wanted to boast of themselves on earth
所以神就变乱他们的口音
And so the Lord changed their languages
这件事要经过很久以后你从新约才看清楚了
And this matter can be made clear only in the New Testament
当使徒们要宣扬耶稣基督的名的时候
When the apostles was about to proclaim the name of Jesus
神就使口音合起来了
And God allowed the languages to come in unity again
这就是使徒行传第二章
We see this in the second chapter of Acts
圣灵降临的那一天
The day of the Pentecost
是五种不同地方的人一同听见使徒讲他们的话语
People from 15 different regions heard the same message from
the apostles 所以当人宣扬自己名的时候
Therefore when we try to proclaim our own name
上帝就分散人的语言
And God will divide our languages
当人宣扬上帝的名的时候
But when we proclaim the name of the Lord
神就使纷乱的语言重新整合起来
And the Lord will bring together all the confused languages
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
所以那一段的难题我们已经讲完了
We have finished on that passage
接下去我们就要看以下创世纪第十章第十一章以后的话语
And we want to look at the words after Genesis 11
大家打开创世纪第十一章
Let us turn to Genesis 11
那么最后的一段讲些什么呢
The last passage
我们大家一同开声来读我们从第这个创世纪第十一章我们从第十节一直念到二十六节
From verse 10 to verse 26
弟兄第十姐妹十一弟兄第十二姐妹第十三一直读下去一二三闪的后代记在下面洪水以后两年闪一百岁生了亚撒巴亚法撒活到三十五岁生了撒拉撒拉活到三十岁生了希伯希伯活到三十岁生了法勒法勒活到三十岁生了拉吾拉吾活到三十二岁生了希鲁希鲁活到三十岁生了拿活拿活活到二十九岁生了塔拉塔拉活到七十岁生了亚伯兰拿活哈兰好我们先读到这个地方 你们有没有兴趣这一段经文呢？
Are you interested in this passage?
你们回答。
Answer me.
有没有兴趣啊？
Are you interested?
如果这样的事情再读十章的话，
If you read another 10 chapter of the same thing,
那今天不必讲了，我们就可以回家了，对不对？
We can just go home. 啊，
所以我如果再把这一段再自己读一遍的话，
If I were to read this passage again,
完了，我再请罗博士再读一遍。
And then I ask Reverend Dr. Low to read again.
罗博士讲完了，再请杨长老再读一遍。
And then Elder Young will read it all again.
我们三个人读完了以后，人数已经剩下一半了。
After the three of us finish, half of you will come home.
糟糕了，今天唐牧师没有预备讲章。
Oh, Dr. Dong is not prepared for sermon today.
三个人同读一段圣经。
So the three person will read the Bible.
某某人活了几岁生孩子。
This guy lived for
生了孩子又再活几岁。
And then he had children.
他的孩子活了几岁再生孩子。
And then his children had children.
生了孩子再活几岁。
And then he lived so many years.
他的孙子活了几岁就生孩子。
And then the grandchildren.
以后再活了几岁。
And for many years.
他的曾孙跟谁结婚以后再活几岁。
Great grandchildren marry someone.
结婚生孩子。
To get married and
再活几岁就死了。
And then you die.
他的孩子活几岁就结婚。
The children.
再生孩子再活几岁。
And then they die.
你这样可以不必讲了，我讨厌死了。
But it's so boring.
多读几遍就讨厌死了。
The more you read it, the more boring.
你敢讨厌了？
Do you dare to be bored?
你这样读你就敢讨厌了。
You are so
这是上帝的话。
This is the word of God.
我告诉你啊，
I tell you
上帝看你的祖宗到你现在就是这样。
This is the way the Lord has seen all of us.
上帝看人的历史就是这样。
The history of man is with God.
每一代就是我长大，我结婚，我生了孩子，我死了，我的孩子长大，结婚，生孩子，我的孙子长大，结婚，生孩子。除此以外，没有什么历史可以记载了。
And this is the way history is. You get married, you have children, and generation after generation, we continue.
当你读这样的一段圣经的时候，
when you read a passage like this,
你不是在感到你正在浪费时间读一些没有什么可以记得的东西。
You should not feel that it's a waste of your time.
你要照着上帝的思想，思想人类的生活何等乏味，何等可怜。
You want to understand this from the angle of God to see how pathetic the human life is.
你要照着上帝的感受，感受到被造的人在地上的生活变成这样没有价值。
And you have to understand that God would have felt that our lifestyle is meaningless.
今天不但外邦人的生活是这样。
This is the case for the pagans.
许多基督徒的生活也是这样。
And also the case for many Christians.
所以你看你生出来以后，我们做一个很大的宴会，然后呢，这个一个月再做一个这个满月的这个庆祝会，以后呢，每年做生日，这就是人生吗？
Is this life when a child is born, we have this big celebration, and every year we celebrate birthday? Is that it?
我告诉你个秘密，我一生没有做过生日会一次。
Let me tell you a secret. In my life, I never had a birthday celebration even once.
我知道我生被生过了。
I knew that I had been born.
我真正生在世界上。
I was truly born.
但是这不是最重要的事情。
But this is not the most important thing.
我也知道我每一年有一天是叫做我的生日。
I also know that every year there is one day called my birthday.
但我 passport 里面记得生日不是我真正的生日。
But the birthday on my passport is not my real birthday.
所以每次生日有人打电话，我说你搞错了，不是今天。
So every time my so-called birthday comes, people congratulate me, I say no, this is not today.
有人特别有礼貌，每一年就记得我的生日。
Some people are very nice, they remember my birthday every year.
我感到一点兴趣都没有。
But I'm really not interested.
那么我们生日以后呢？
After we have our birthday celebration,
我们就纪念我们的毕业。
We remember our graduation.
我们纪念我们结婚的纪念日。
We remember our day of our wedding.
那我们一生最重要的日子是我们结婚的日子。
For me, the most important is the day we got married.
那么我们就把结婚的日子当作很大很大的日子。
And we think of this as very, very important.
我告诉你，现在有个习惯。
There is a habit now.
因为结婚只有一次。
Because you get married but once.
所以要倾我们的精神，花最多的钱去做我们的婚礼。
And so we try to spend our most money to make it big.
每一次我接到结婚的请帖的时候，
every time I receive a wedding invitation card,
我心里非常难过。
I will be very sad.
因为一份结婚请帖比买一本圣经的价钱更贵好几倍。
It is more expensive to print an expensive invitation card than buying a Bible.
然后就他印了一两千份给所有的亲戚朋友可以知道他结婚。
And people will print thousands of these things to tell the whole world.
然后他一点也不会不好意思。
And they feel that it is quite alright.
这样漂亮的结婚请帖之前他已经上床了。
Because before they have the wedding invitation, they are already living together.
一方面给撒旦利用,
so on the one hand, you have been used by Satan.
一方面不圣洁的生活,
and living an unholy life.
一方面违背上帝的旨意,
against the will of God.
一方面用上帝所托付你的钱,印这么漂亮,这么圣洁,这么好看的请帖,来遮盖你犯罪肮脏污秽的生活。
But at the same time, use the resource that God has given to you to print such a beautiful thing to cover up your sin and filth.
然后以后呢,
and then after that,
又在继续不断过不圣洁的生活,
and they continue to live unholy lives.
继续不断过一个不忠于你妻子的生活,
and continue to live a life where you are not faithful to your spouse.
每年就记得你的结婚纪念日,
and every year you celebrate your wedding ceremony.
到死了以后,
after you die,
什么都没有做,
you have not done anything.
你建立了一个家庭,
you may have built a family.
没有基督徒的精神,
but there doesn't have a Christian spirit.
没有基督教的信仰,
or the Christian faith.
没有基督徒的见证,
or the Christian witness.
上帝只能说,
when God can only say,
这个人活了几年,
this person had lived so many years,
他就结婚,
and then he get married,
他生了几个孩子,
he has so many children,
又活几年,
and live another year,
他就死了,
and then he died,
他的孩子活了几年,
and the child lived for
又结婚,
many years,
结婚,
and got married,
又生了孩子,
and have children,
再活几年,
and live a few more years,
再死了,
and then die again.
他的孙子活了几年,
his grandchildren will live,
又结了婚,
and get married,
生了子孙,
have children,
又再死了,
and then die.
那我们这一堂就这样讲好不好?
This is the way.
就这样讲到我们九点就散会好不好?
Now you go.
你要知道这是任令人多么厌烦的事情。
So this is the very tiresome thing.
这是令上帝多么失望的事情。
Things that will disappoint God greatly.
三到亚伯拉罕。
From Shem to Abraham.
一共有十代。
There are 10 generations.
在路加福音第三章是十一代。
Gospel of Luke recorded 11 generations.
圣灵这样提醒，这样启示。
The way that the Holy Spirit has inspired this writing.
只要我们不照着旧约年代的计算法来相信阿谢所讲的亚当是4004年 before Christ 被造。
Is to tell us that we are not to follow the strict literal translation of the age. Like the Bishop Asher said, the world is only 6004 years old.
因为这个漏代的事情是真正发生过的。
Indeed, there is a skip generation in recording.
那么从闪到亚伯拉罕,
from Shem to Abraham,
有十代的这个关系一直下来,
there are about 10 generations.
他们这些人活了这么久的年日,
these people have lived for so many years,
生了这么多的子孙,
and had so many children,
过了这几世纪的生活,
and have lived for centuries.
到底他们的生活的价值在哪里呢?
What then is the value of their life?
他们活在世界的意义在哪里呢?
What is the meaning of their existence?
神赐给他们的生命，给他们的健康，给他们的长寿，到底做了什么呢?
What have they done with the longevity that God has given to them?
完全没有什么东西可以记载下来。
There is nothing worthy of recording.
这是何等可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
这些人曾经生在世界上跟没有生在世界上到底有什么分别呢?
What is the difference between their existence and their non-existence?
你说分别就是他曾经享受阳光、氧气，享受世界的乐趣，享受婚姻、性生活的快乐，就是这样吗?
Is the difference simply that they have existed and enjoy all the things that nature has given to them?
神把这些恩典赐给我们,
when God gave us all this grace,
让我们像动物一样的生活，像动物一样的享受，然后对神的旨意完全不明白吗?
Is it meant for us to enjoy it like any other animal and are ignorant of the will of God?
我几乎没有参加任何人的婚礼了。
I almost would not attend any wedding celebration.
但是三四礼拜我常常抽出时间去参加。
But I will always attend funeral wakes.
一个人结婚花天酒地，有一个基督徒的孩子单单结婚的衣服花了40,000美金。
There is a son of a Christian family who spent $40,000 just on the suit.
人家我这么漂亮，非常伟大，在我看着很可憎恶的事情。
They think that it is a very grand thing, but for me, it's quite despicable.
因为这个家庭奉献做主公的钱少得不得了。
Because I know that this family has given very little money to the ministry of God.
今天我奉主的名告诉你,
today I say to you in the name of the Lord,
你的婚姻要注重在神面前所立的约。
Your marriage ought to be placed, the emphasis of your marriage should be on the covenant you made before God.
多少基督徒结婚的时候礼拜堂人少得不得了，但是晚上请客的时候在酒家里面几十桌几百桌花天酒地。
But the problem is that the Christian wedding today has very few in attendance, but they have a lot of people in their banquet.
那结婚以后，再生出一大堆犯罪作恶的人活在世界上。
And then after they get married, they produce next generation that continue to sin against the world.
一边称自己是基督徒。
On the one hand, we call ourselves Christians.
一边生出一大堆不明白上帝旨意的人出来。
And then we produce people who do not understand the will of God.
花了许许多多神给我们的金钱。
And we waste away a lot of the resources that God has given to us.
对神的家，对神的旨意。 不闻不问。
We couldn't care less about the house of God or the will of God.
我们居住作废，起来玩耍。
And all we do is to live a life where we are.
我们百战地图，虚度光阴。
And enjoy ourselves and waste a life.
我们徒受恩典，两手空空见主。
In the end, we will see our Lord with empty hands.
你的生命的死是你自己的咒诅。
The life and death has become your own curse.
你的生命的死也可能变成别人的祝福。
It can also become a channel of blessings for others.
你或者一天是消耗上帝给你的恩惠。
Every single day you live, you are using the grace of God.
或者是利用上帝给你的能力与撒旦征战呢。
Or have you used the power of God to fight with Satan?
你或者一天是把你里面的恩赐才干挖出来，叫别人从你得到福气呢。
When you are alive, do you use the talent that God has given to you as a blessing for others?
或者你是一天到晚把别人的抢过来，使你变成发财，让别人又因为你受苦呢？
Or do you take away from others that others may suffer and you prosper?
神看历史跟我们看历史是不一样的。
The way the Lord look at history will be different from us.
我们是以我们自我短暂生活的享受为中心来看这段历史跟我有什么好处？
We are centered upon our own enjoyment in life to see how history is related to us.
神要看你领受上帝的恩典，怎样使用恩赐、才干、金钱、时间，去为永恒预备永神一人的事情。
But God is looking at us to see how we have used the resources and grace He has given to us to prepare others for the kingdom of God. Every time I reach this passage, people are confused as to what I will say. It seems to be a passage that is a waste of time. Before a person is saved, he would think that a worship service is a waste of his time.
真正的就有让发现他一生一世浪费上帝给他的时间。
But after you are really saved, you will find that you have wasted all the time that God has given to you.
你没有真正的救以前,
before you are truly saved,
你认为属灵的事情都是上帝干预你的自由,
you think that all the spiritual things are interference from God.
当你得救的时候,
but when you are saved,
你知道你的灵性常常荒废上帝给你的恩典。
You will know that your spirit has wasted a lot of grace from God.
今天求主叫醒我们,
may the Lord awaken all of us,
复兴我们,
to revive us.
使我们停止我们那些周而复始、团团斩在世界的情欲中间、没有神的干预。 没有神的主权引导的荒废的生活。
That we will end this cyclical life that we have of ways without God's guidance and God's leadership.
圣经告诉我们，当三的世代后裔生出一个亚伯拉罕的时候。
The Holy Spirit tells us that after the 10th generation is up, Abraham was born.
神就呼召他了。
And God called him.
一个人真的明白神的呼召，就是他生命的一个新的开始。
When a person truly recognizes the calling of God, it will mark a beginning of his life.
一个人真正顺服上帝的呼召，就是他以后的时代另外一个新的开始。
When a person truly is submissive to the calling of God, it will become a new beginning of his entire life.
一个人顺服上帝的呼召，走在神的旨意、圣灵引导之中的道路，这就是一个新的主席的开始。
And when a person is obedient to God and submissive to Him and the Holy Spirit's guidance, then a new era will begin.
每次没有意义的历史，生活过了一段的时间以后。
Sometimes after an era of meaningless history,
神就寻找一个人可以产生一个新的时代。
God will call upon a person to bring about a new age.
神就乐意把他心中所预定的恩典，他永世所计划的历史，就向这个人显明出来。
And God will be willing to share His eternal will to this one chosen person.
当上帝把他永远的旨意分享于他所拣选人的时候，
And when God shares His eternal will to His chosen one,
这是神的恩典。
It comes from His grace.
这是这个人所见的意象。
But also the vision that this person would have seen.
意象是什么呢？
What is a vision?
就是看见神主分享他永恒的旨意，要我们有份于其中，与他同工。
A vision is the ability to see the eternal will of God and our part in this will.
当神把的意象在我们面前展示出来以后，
When the Lord manifests His vision among us,
神的呼召就来了。
His calling will then come.
你看见我要做的事吗？
Can you see what I'm about to do?
来跟随我。
Come, follow me.
我要把我的责任交在你的身上。
And I will give you the responsibility.
以赛亚蒙召的时候是这样。
This was the way Isaiah was called.
耶利米蒙召的时候是这样。
This was the way Jeremiah was called.
摩西蒙召的时候是这样。
This was the way Moses was called.
保罗蒙召的时候是这样。
This was the way the Apostle Paul was called.
神把他永恒的计划展示之后，
After the Lord revealed His eternal plan,
神就个别的把他的呼召临到你的身上。
And individually He will then call you.
那么神要你参与在他的工作里面。
And God is willing that you will participate within His work.
应许就临到一个人，
and His promise will then come.
上帝的命令不会不包含应许的。
Every command of God will come with a promise.
照样的，上帝的应许不会不包含命令的。
And on the other hand, every promise will contain a command.
上帝的应许里面一定带着命令。
And His promise will represent command.
这样使那些领受他恩典的人要遵行他的旨意。
That those who have received His grace will be obedient to Him.
上帝的命令里面一定包含应许。
All of God's command contains His promises.
像是那些遵行他旨意的人得到上帝所给他保障。
That those who are obedient to Him will receive a guarantee from God.
这些都是圣经中间的原则。
These are biblical principles.
因为上帝把恩典赐下的时候，
Because when God gave us His grace,
他就要叫那些蒙恩的人尽他当尽的责任。
Those who have received His grace must fulfill their responsibilities.
上帝把命令赐下的时候，
When God gave us His command,
他就要那些遵行他的人可以享受他给他们特别的恩典。
Those who want to be obedient to His command will enjoy His special grace.
差遣门徒到世界各地传道的主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ who sent the disciples to the rest of the world.
他说：“你们到普天下去传福音，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
He said that you are to preach the gospel to the ends of the world, and I will be with you until the end of the age.
像你看意象展示之后，
After the vision was revealed,
呼召就跟着来。
The calling came.
在呼召中间，应许跟命令就一并出发出来了。
And within this calling, there will be the command and the promise.
这些看见意象的人是特别蒙恩的人。
Those who can recognize the vision are specially blessed.
我们不要用现象来明白什么叫做意象。
Let us not use the phenomena to understand the vision.
我完全看见耶稣向我显现，这是意象。
We say the vision is when I see Jesus Christ physically.
我告诉你，不是的。
Not so.
今天灵恩判断的人很爱讲约珥第二章的事情。
The charismatic like to preach from Joel.
我们要见异象，少年人要见异梦，他们要讲异言。
That the young people will see strange dreams, they will speak of strange tongues.
真正的原意不明白。
They do not understand the true meaning.
越解经，我们也乱七八糟。
And the more we try to understand it, the more confused.
很多人就寻求那个幻影中间的异象。
And so people want the vision that is part of imagery.
越寻求那种异象，也不明白上帝永远的计划。
The more you seek after such an imagery, the more you miss the eternal will of God.
他们也说预言，也离开上帝启示的真理。
The more they prophesy, the more they depart from the revealed word of God.
就搞成一个宗教一个大混乱的局势出来了。
And it brought about a big confused situation.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，
When God revealed Himself to Abraham,
神就把永世救赎的计划向他显明出来。
And God showed to him the eternal salvation plan.
神就把那应许也赐给他了。
And at the same time gave him the promise.
神的呼召也把命令赐下来了。
The calling of God will give us His command.
像神的意象、神的呼召、神的命令、神的应许，就一步一步向人展现出来了。
And the vision, the calling, the command, the promise came one by one.
所以我们从这段圣经，
from this passage, then,
我先就到神对那个无意义的人生传宗接代，根本是浪费时间，有一个真正的救。
We have a true awakening that God felt that a meaningless life is a waste of time.
这么多时代的人，没有任何一件事 是上帝真的把它记载在圣经里面，成为对我们的启发，对我们光照的事情。
That these people who lived for so many generations did not have a single thing that is worthy of recording.
但是很不一样的事情。
But something that's very different.
亚伯拉罕一出现。
Was that when Abraham first appeared?
亚伯拉罕曾经活在世界上。
That Abraham once lived.
亚伯拉罕曾经活多少的时间？
How long did he live?
接下来就是好几十章记载亚伯拉罕的事情。
And then many chapters after this talk about Abraham.
你们聚会不要走动，因为会妨碍别人。我对你们的要求是对你们好处，你们继续听下去。这样你看，有的人生命一句话就把它带过去。
And so for some people, their life is described by one sentence.
但是有一些人，他的生命可以有很长的篇幅记载他们下来。
But some life is described by many, many chapters.
这就是生命内容丰富的问题了。
This is a question relating to how abundant your life is.
我们今天度的年有多少呢？
How many years will we all live?
如果你有十年，你就用了3650天的日子。
If you have 10 years, you have used 3,650 days. If you live 50 years, you will live more than 10,000 days.
那么这么多的年日,
so many days.
有哪一些时间，有哪一些分钟，有哪一些钟头是可以真的记载下来的事情？
Which moment, which second, which hour is worthy of recording?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
世代没有一句话可以记下来。
For 10 generations, not a single worthy thing was recorded.
亚伯拉罕生出来以后,
But after Abraham was born,
新的时代来临,
a new era came.
有一句话我感到很有道理。
I think there's a saying that's very important.
历史之所以是历史,
For history to be history,
不是因为每一件事都可以记载下来。
It is not because everything has been recorded.
历史之所以成为历史,
For history to be significant,
因为在某些时代有一些伟人产生了新的动向。
It will be because at a certain moment in time, some great people brought along a new direction.
每一个时代不过是一些巨人所投射的影子，这个叫做历史。
And history is but the shadow cast by great people in a certain generation.
在历史的过程中间
，in the entire progression of history,
几个巨人所影响。
It is influenced by a few great persons.
这些 giants 所投射出来的影子
，the shadow cast by these giants,
就是我们研究历史的范围。
Becomes history that we study.
无论这些巨人是好的是坏的
Whether these giants are good or evil.
因为他们的重要性
Because of their importance.
因为他们的影响性
Because of their influence.
因为他们对人类的启发性
Because of their ability to inspire mankind.
给我们后代的人得到的是见解，是教训，或者得到的是光照。
The next generation will receive warning, teaching, or illumination.
都成为我们一定要分析，一定要学习，一定要研讨，一定要好好思想的内容。
And it became content that we want to think about, to analyze, to understand.
History is only merely the shadow of the giants in past days.
历史只不过是巨人所投在这个时间上面的影子。
我们说拿破仑时代。
For example, the era of Napoleon.
我们说成吉思汗时代。
Or Genghis Khan.
我们说李光耀时代。
Or Lee Kuan Yew.
我们说毛泽东时代。
毛泽东。
这些人在地上曾经有过这个上策之风云，下管制人心的时代影响。
And these people influence generation by ruling over people and influencing the times.
他们的措施有时候是前后一致的措施。
Sometimes they consistently make the wrong mistakes.
是重要的措施。
Maybe important mistakes.
是贯彻始终的措施。
Maybe consistent mistakes.
是绝对影响性的措施。
And also greatly influential.
所以构成了历史的最大的污点。
It could become the greatest stain in history.
他们也转移了整个历史的方向。
By the same time, they have turned history around.
在众历史潮流中间。
And among all the historical movement.
最中心性的绝对的这个潮流
There is one that is absolutely central.
神的主权在人间
And that is how the sovereignty will of God is among us.
神的宝座在人的宝座之上
That the throne of God is above the throne of man.
那一条红线从头到尾
This is like a big red line consistently.
是基督徒所最关注的历史
It is a history that Christians are most aware of.
那个不是 history, 是 his story.
It is His story.
就是神的故事。
The story of God.
神行动的轨迹。
And the mark of God in action.
这不是在历史上那些巨人的影子。
It is not just a shadow of the giants.
这是创造天地万物、拯救人类的主行动的脚踪。
And but the footstep of the creator of all universe.
这种历史在这个德国的神学里面给了一个特别的名称。
And the German theologians have a special name for such historical understanding.
德文叫做 Heidegger Geschichte.
In German, it's called Heidegger History.
Heidegger 德文的意思就是圣洁的意思。
Heidegger means holy.
Geschichte 就是历史的意思。
And Geschichte means history.
这个可以翻译成 the holy or the sacred history of God.
就是上帝神圣的历史。
上帝神圣的历史。
It's a holy history of God.
神的旨意。
God's will.
神的计划。
God's plan.
神的主权。
God's sovereign will.
神的干预。
God's interference.
历史中间行动的轨迹。
The mark of His interference in the history of man.
所以可以说 His story.
是他的故事。
It's not the story of mankind, but the story of the Creator Himself in.Time, space.
不是人的故事，而是创造者的故事，在人的空间里面。
就叫 Heidegger Geschichte.
In German, it's Heidegger Geschichte.
The holy history of God.
上帝神圣的历史。
后来翻成中文，我们给它名称叫做救恩历史。
And in Chinese, it's the history of salvation.
神的救赎行动。
How God has gone into action.
摩西在世界上的时候，世界上最重要的人物是法老王。
When Moses was alive, the most important person was the Pharaoh.
但是法老死了几千年以后，你看见最重要的是摩西，而不是法老王。
But thousands of years after the death of Pharaoh, Moses is more important.
法老王有权柄，叫以色列人是生是死都在他的手里面。
Pharaoh has the authority to kill or to let live any Israelites.
但是旧约历史的记载告诉我们，决定法老王。生死的不是法老王，是创造人类的上帝。
But the history of salvation tells us that his very life was determined by Creator God.
所以普通的人研究历史是研究巨人的影子。
And so for the common man, when we study history, we study the shadow of the great giants.
基督徒研究历史是研究神的脚踪。
But when the Christians study history, we are looking for the mark of the footprints of God.
神在一个历史的新向度、新的时代的开始的时候。
When God starts a new thing in the history of mankind,
他的意象、他的呼召就临到一个普通人没有注意、没有人感到重要的人身上。
His vision will come upon this a person that everybody thought as common.
所以到了十二章的时候
，When chapter 12 starts,
一个新的时代来临了。
A new era started.
新的时代来临是根据一个新的呼召的来临。
It came from a new calling.
啊，一个新的呼召是赐给一个新的人物的来临。
And this new calling was given to a new character.
这个人跟别人一样，生下是一个小婴孩。
Like everybody else, this person was born a baby.
这个人跟所有的人一样，他是有生老病死。的程序跟他的这个生活的步骤。
Like everybody else, this person will go through all the difficulties of life.
但是这个人不一样的地方，因为神眼中他了。
But the difference here is that God placed great emphasis on him.
神看到他了。
And God valued him.
神领导他了。
And God guided him.
神的话赐给他了。
The word of God was given to him.
收在他的身上。
On this person.
今天我告诉你
I tell you this today.
新加坡这个国家
For Singapore this nation.
过几百年以后
A few hundred years later.
可能还在可能不在
Maybe it exists maybe not.
新加坡蒙上帝拣选的人
But those who have been chosen by God in Singapore.
真正遵循上帝旨意的人
Those who truly do his will.
他们在这个偶存性的时代中间
In this contingent world.
他们要结出一些永存性的果子出来
They will bear fruit that have eternal value.
那是比这世界的历史更重要的神圣历史在我们中间。
Things that are more important than the history of the world, the holy history of God.
神拣选了一个人。
God chose this one person.
神临到他。
And God came to him.
神向他显现。
God revealed himself to him.
这个人是亚伯拉罕。
This person was Abraham.
他的父亲。
His father.
他的祖父。
The grandfather.
都是这些闪的后代。
Were all descendants of Shem.
那么他父亲暗兰也离开了乌尔。
And the father left Ur.
他们到了哈兰这个地方。
And they went to the place called Haran.
亚伯兰也跟他出来了。
And Abraham went with him.
那么这一家很多人就跑到这个新的地区来。
And this home went to a new territory.
上帝呼召亚伯兰的时候。
When God called Abraham.
那时他是75岁。
He was already 75.
这个人到了75岁。
When he was 75.
生命已经相当成熟的时候。
When his life was pretty mature,
但他已在世界上没有别人的享受。
He did not have other enjoyment.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为多数他的祖先30到35岁之间就结婚生孩子了。
You see that his ancestors got married in the 30s and have children.
亚伯兰也是如此，但是不同的地方，大到75岁还没有孩子。
But Abraham was childless at 75.
亚伯兰娶的妻子应当是绝代美女。
His wife ought to be very beautiful.
我们应当说呢，她是万代美女。
Perhaps most beautiful in all generations.
啊，比中国的四大美人更美。
More beautiful than the four beauties of China.
那是王昭君。
王昭君。
这个西施。
哦，西施。
还有杨贵妃。
杨贵妃。
还有什么？
赵飞燕。
招蝉。
招蝉。
大概不是赵飞燕。这四大美人呢
？Four of them.
从来没有记载过亚伯兰的太太。曾经被记载过的事情。
None of them have recording similar to Sarah.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为当她差不多90岁的时候
，Because when she was about 90 years old,
美到一个地步，人家还要娶她。
She was so beautiful that people still desired her.
你见过选美80岁的人参加吗
？Have you seen a 90-year-old participating in a beauty contest? 要
亚伯兰太太的不是普通人，是一个国家的王啊。
And the person that desired her was a king.
所以呢，那美到什么地步，我们想象，我们语言都没有办法表达出来。
So it must be beyond description.
但是美女不生孩子什么用呢
？So but what's the purpose when she's childless?
所以亚伯兰就没有后代了。
And so Abraham had no descendants.
亚伯兰75岁的时候
，When Abraham was 75,
神的呼召就临到了。
The calling of God came.
而神呼召亚伯兰是要建立一个新的时代、新的注释、一个整个世界的新的历史。
To start a new tribe, a new people, a new direction in history.
所以我们应当把上帝的呼召看成很重要的一件事情。
And so the calling of God is most important.
因为这50年前
50 years ago,
上帝呼召唐崇荣
and God called Stephen Tong.
所以50年以后
50 years later,
还跟每一个礼拜对六七千个人讲道
He still preached to 6,000 to 7,000 people per week.
那一天唐崇荣年轻的时候顺服上帝的呼召
That very day when Stephen Tong was young, he was obedient to the call of God.
20世纪后半段有许多的人可以重生得救信耶稣基督
And so towards the end of the 20th century, many people can hear the gospel.
神的呼召
The calling of God.
建立一个新的主席